Welcome to a podcast about nothing
with V
and a- Doug. Wait, we always do it wrong.
Oh, that is funny. Okay,
with V
and AD.
Woo! It's Juneteenth.
Juneteenth. Clap it up, guys. We're free.
We are free. Are we? Because according to us, which right. We just watched.
She's late, but it was a good movie to watch again.
We're shackled.
We are shackled by the hands. What is it? What was it called in the movie?
I don't know.
We Are One or something.
Hands
like,
Across America.
Hands Across America. I'm talking about We Are America.
Does anybody even understand
the movie?
Yeah.
Wasn't it one of those things where you just had to pay attention to it too much? Like, if you miss something, you miss a whole portion of it.
Yeah, probably. I don't even know.
Because, like, the rabbits, I'm like, my back itches.
What?
You don't get itchy when you see a lot of animals in one sitting, like birds in the sky.
What?
Like, I don't know. Okay.
Birds flying high.
You know how I feel.
Itchy.
Oh, happy Father's Day or belated Father's Day.
Well, yeah. Because it was Father's Day yesterday or Sunday. It was Father's Day Sunday. Happy Father's Day. What did you guys do for Father's Day?
What did you do for Father's Day? I called my dad.
I shook my father's hand. It's like we made them breakfast and
that was nice.
Gave them gifts. Thomas was pretty psyched because he made a gift in school.
Oh.
It was a frame that had like nuts and bolts on it and said, "I'm nuts about dad."
Oh. That's cute.
It was cute. He was so excited.
Oh, well, happy Father's Day. All the babies' daddies.
Daddy's daddies.
Daddy's daddies daddies. Or the zaddies.
That's disgusting. So disgusting. Hangs in.
Hangs in. So yeah, just a couple announcements. We're really chilling. Chilling.
Are we?
We're really chilling. But it's serious though, because because we are wrapping up season one.
This is That's the end of season now. One. We actually have a season.
Season. And it's lasting longer than power.
Oh!
What is it? You guys have been with us for so long. So thank you guys to all the viewers. I would like to thank my mother.
The peanut gathering.
Right. Everybody. The village. Everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, seriously, though. We're just going on a little hiatus to go live our best lives for the summer.
Yes. So it's not the last you will hear of us, though. We are actually going on an APAN tour.
Going to a city near you. Book us.
Right. Oh, we got bookings. We
booked
should put that in our busy. Bio.
Oh, booked and busy?
No, book us.
Oh, book us with our email.
Right.
That's going to be cool.
But yeah, we're going on a little tour, so stay tuned. We're going to roll out some visuals. We also are going to do an experience-based tour, so stay tuned. We might go get some colonics.
Can't wait. Freeze a couple fat cells.
Go get some waxings.
Hey, that sounds like fun to me.
All things women do that right. Are painful, funny, and maybe sometimes itchy. Right. I don't know. I don't know what these experiences are going to be like. Wait, what's the place you were telling me about? The Asian butt naked place?
Jeju.
Oh, Jeju. We might go do some Jeju.
It's a Japanese wellness spa.
Yeah, but I'm so weirded out.
Why? Because they're going to be touching you?
But what do they touch? Is it happy endings?
I feel like everybody can give you a happy ending anywhere you go. But this place, I didn't get one. They weren't giving them out. They bathe you. They have the Korean bath.
Like they bathe you in front of other people?
Yeah, you're laying on the table.
And everybody's just walking around?
Everybody else is naked too, though. And then you know what's
so funny?
That makes
me feel weird in my throat already.
They try to give you the little towel. They're like, So, of course, everybody's nervous walking in there. So they're like, oh, my gosh, do you have a towel? Yeah, we got towels. And they have the little hand towels. So I'm like, dang, this don't cover nothing. So by the time you're trying to cover up your chest, you have to pick between your chest or your privates. And you're like, matter of fact, forget it.
Nothing.
And you just throw it away because it's not going to do anything. You have to bathe before you go into the wet room because they have a cold, hot, and warm, lukewarm pool. They have a steam room, infrared light.
Just this hairy bushes everywhere. Like mom butts just jiggling everywhere. Like, just what is that mom butt?
It's an experience. I mean, if you think too deep about it, you're like, ah, I can't touch. Ah, it's nasty. But it's cool.
How many times have you been?
I used to go after the club all the time, but I've only once or twice recently. Like, and I say recent, like the last 2 years.
After the club?
Yeah, it's open 24 hours. 24/7, 365.
Sounds like a happy ending type of place to me. Make sure you take your preventative pills. Your HIV syphilis pills.
Right. They got all types of diseases. So yeah, we're just out here about to live our best lives, whatever that means to you. Please do it.
Yeah, this is gonna be exciting. I'm really excited. So we were just talking, and just, you know, real quick episode about what it means to live life till its fullest potential. And most of the time you hear people referencing that when you're talking to younger people who haven't had kids yet, who haven't started a family yet, gotten married or whatever, kids who are going to college. It's like, oh, make sure you live life to its fullest potential before you get all these responsibilities. So I asked AD, I said, what does that mean to you? And she told me,
being a hoe. No, but that's seriously, that's like the sense that people usually explain it to me. And like, oh, don't worry about X, Y, and Z when it comes to like relationships. So it's always live your life, like date around. Like that's always the first thing. I don't know what it's called when people are thinking of something and they're speaking about it, but that's not directly what they're talking about. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's usually where it comes from. Like we'll be talking about, oh, live your best life. Then it automatically goes to dating and date a couple people. You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's never, oh, live your best life, you know. Get the best job you can find or start your business. It's always date around. The people will be there. Like, what else am I supposed to do in my life? Like, come up with something else.
More.
Right. More to life than that.
Than doing a bunch of people. When I think of that, when I say it to younger people now, although I'm still really young. when I think of it now, I always reference it to before you start a family, before you have kids, before you get married, before you settle down, make sure you travel. Make sure you read all the books you want to read. Make sure you take advantage of time because your time is no longer yours once you go over to that other world. And no, life doesn't stop. And it's not that, oh, you won't be able to do anything. It's just different.
Yeah.
Before you have a family, you can move
freely.
Move the way you want to move because your time is your own. Your money is your own. Once little people and an addition comes.
The like compromise.
The compromise. The right. Oh, let's talk about it. Let's plan it out. And I think I didn't live my life to its fullest potential before I shacked up, play house, and had kids.
Yeah.
The first time.
And let your potential be whatever you think it should be. Don't let it be to anyone else's standards. Because people are content out here staying in the house, not doing a damn thing.
That's true. That's true. And if that's what you want to do, then let that be it.
Somebody got to do it.
But what? Somebody has to be boring.
Yeah. Everybody got to, they have to be an adjective some type of way.
But I think also, knowing that there is something else out there. I don't think everybody knows what it means. Like you said, you think, you know, when you think
that,
of it.
Yeah, when I think of it, I really do think about being promiscuous. That's usually how people describe it. Like, oh, yeah. Date around. Like, okay. But what about other things? Like what? But from knowing what it is, I feel as though it's just live your life without the compromise.
Exactly.
Like live your life without having to compromise for anyone. Not your parents, not your siblings, not your significant other, little boyfriend, little baby daddy. Like,
right. Without
your little girlfriend and right. your children. Like live it without the compromise while you can. Because once, people just want you to just compromise.
Yeah. I think life is all about compromise, but definitely when you have other people that you are responsible for, then, and not just speaking of kids, like I'm responsible for my husband as he is responsible for me, and we are responsible for our kids.
And responsible for your bills and stuff too, so you still gotta...
Yeah, you're responsible for a lot of things. So before those responsibilities come, live. Whatever that means to you. Just do it to the fullest and then say, okay, now I'm ready. And
it could be, you can truly know what it is. Because that regret, I know too many older people, I wish I would have, I should have, I should have done this. I should have, like, why?
Yeah. And it's never too late. Like, I truly believe I'm living life to its fullest potential now.
Yeah.
Like, I am really living life and I'm really enjoying life. I think my 30s have been my best time. Like, I'm having a really good time with life itself.
Did you have one of those 30 moments that everybody has when they turn 30 and they're like, oh my gosh,
I'm turning 30, I gotta get my life together,
it's an awakening, I've changed, I'm so much better and all this other stuff? Because I was actually one of those people when I was younger. I always said, I was like, the way I feel in my 20s just doesn't feel right. Like, I feel like I'm gonna feel normal again in my 30s. And I just hope, I'm getting closer to 30, and I just hope if 30 comes and I don't feel different, I will air this hope. I'll be pissed, but.
Nah, so age didn't do it for me. Life circumstances did it for me. Age didn't matter to me.
So what you mean, life circumstances, they got better, or you had to accept what they were to know that you wanted different? Like, did you accept what it was when it got better for you, or did you have to go through what it was, or were you going through it to know, like, this is not it for me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I had to go through it, say, all right, well, look. All right, so 18 to, like, 26, 27, I was like, yeah, that's not it. I don't really like this too much. Change it. And then I would say 28 to now. It's been like, oh yeah, this is what it's supposed to be. The age didn't make a difference. The experiences did.
Yeah. I feel as though I think about a lot of things before I do them. Or I pretty much have a lot of the same patterns when it comes to how I handle certain situations.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I was just on a different level from other girls in my 20s that I need to keep it moving so I can figure it out what it is. Because I was just bored with a lot of things that was living our life to the potential when I was that age.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, what else?
I think people you're around too, who you surround yourself with.
People think.
Causes that.
What causes you to think that you should be or you shouldn't be living a certain kind of way?
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Most of the time it's people around you that make you feel like you should be doing something or you shouldn't be doing it. Like, one thing I've never been into, which is very different from a lot of women my age, is being around the opposite sex all the time and playing off that relationship. I've never been promiscuous. Like, I've never been, not even just promiscuous, like into that entertaining boys thing. Like, I've never been that way. Like, I couldn't get into it. I couldn't get into, like,
what do you mean entertaining boys?
Like taking one for the team. What? And like
what, like taking what for the team?
No, like talking through? No. Oh. I'm just saying, like, talking to somebody, like, entertaining, like, oh no, this person's doing this, let's just hang with this person, or let's just do that, and let's, I don't know. I don't know if I'm explaining it the right way, but I've never, like, a lot of people around me were had their boy crazy phase, and I don't feel like I've ever had that.
Yeah, I never had a boy crazy phase. I don't think. I definitely had a point in my life to where I was a little questionable.
You were different.
I was a little different,
but yeah, I don't think, like, a lot of, so I was over that quote-unquote phase that a lot of my peers were into at a time.
Yeah, I never was boy, I don't know, it's weird. I've always enjoyed people, so it didn't matter whether or not you didn't enjoy people.
No. I like a couple people with. That's about it.
You don't want to go play outside with your friends.
No, I did. I played outside a lot, actually. Like,
but you didn't want to go to their house.
Yeah, it was just different. I was one of the kids. People come over my house, and people loved. Like, my mom was so like, have friends, be outside, have parties, do the most, have fun. And I'm just, people come over like, hey, can Adrian come play outside? And I'll be like, Mom, say no. Don't say anything. Say no. Like, I don't want to go anywhere. Say no. No, she can't come. I'm like, thank God.
For real. You special. You's different. What?
For real.
I'd be the kid it. Crying because I want to go to such and such house. Or I want somebody to come over to my house. Or
I can probably count on my hands the amount of times I've had company when I was a kid.
What?
Mm-hmm. I wasn't really a company person. Like, I can come to your house, but when it's time for me to go home, I need my space. For real.
I think Cooper's going to be like that.
And there's nothing wrong with it. I'm telling you now.
No, not at
there's
all.
There's nothing wrong with it. Because they're usually, like, it's not like I didn't have friends. I had a lot of friends. It was just, I've always respected my space as what it was.
Oh, that's a nice way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a respectful of space type of person. I don't respect my space, your space. Come right. on, just come over.
Can yeah. I come over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think living to the fullest, whatever that means to you, Do something with your life.
Do something this summer on a little break. And we know you're going to miss us. But just live it up.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you to do. Don't go to Six Flags. All the rides break.
Oh, gosh. Don't get on no amusement park rides. Right. You're going
to
dance.
No, just the Six Flags in Georgia. Every time I go to the Six Flags in Georgia, something is broken. And I'm not convinced.
I used to love roller coasters. Love them. I used to sit in the very front or the very back.
Those are the corny seats.
No, it's
in the
not.
Front, the it, you go too slow. You have to sit in the back to feel everything.
Yeah, but the first one down, you a G.
No, that's when it usually goes slower, and in the back is when you get the...
You've never rode a roller coaster, so...
Yes, I have.
Is that... I wish you guys could see it. I wish you guys... She's on a roller coaster.
You gotta throw your hands up if you know that you a star.
Yeah, but we want to thank you guys so much for rocking with us. We're gonna come back with season 2. First episode is coming out when it comes out. We ain't gonna make no promises.
Right, when it comes out, we'll get there.
Stay tuned.
Leave us voicemails on Anchor.
Oh yeah, leave us some voicemails so we can play them.
Ooh, topics, voicemails, feedback. We want all of it.
Please do not
We want
fart.
All the smoke.
Don't fart in the phone. I used to do that to my brothers. As soon as they would pick up the phone, be like, and hang up.
Are your farts really that loud?
Girl, let me tell you.
To the point where you can hear them on the phone.
Oh. Wait, you have silent farts?
Yeah, like the gassy ones.
The ones that really stink.
Silent killers. It's like, I'm just playing. No, gas more so moves in my stomach. It doesn't, like, I...
So you understand what it means to fart in your stomach?
Yeah.
Why doesn't anybody know what I mean when I said that? To be
like the gas is going to come out some kind of way, but it's not necessarily blowing out of my ass. Like, it's like, it's not, like, I don't burp a lot. I don't really walk around, like, lift my leg up and pass gas. Like,
me
I'm
neither.
Not one of those people. Okay.
But I fart in my stomach all the time.
Yeah, it's like gas is moving, gas is passing.
And then it's like, But it's just inside your stomach.
Yeah, gas still releases. It ain't got to be all loud and extra like people want you to hear. No.
Yeah, you can always hear, smell. Oh. You ever played catch and fart?
No.
It's where you like catch a fart in your hand and you actually throw it at somebody's face.
Does that work?
Yeah, try it. Just try it. Just do it silently one day. Like without anybody knowing.
Wow.
You could do it to your enemy.
Throwing farts in people's faces.
That's I used to do it in school all the time to people I didn't like. Like if you did something to me, I'd be like, all right, I'm
you
cool.
Gonna catch this.
I'm gonna get you.
That's sick.
And you walk past them in the hallway, do it real quick, psh,
no.
Hit them with it. They'd be like, damn.
Oh.
My kids have really bad gas too.
Is it bad gas or good gas? Because all gas that's released is good, right?
I mean, they release it. I say it's better out than in. Because when you hold in gas, you will get an attitude
eventually.
How do
you hold in a fart, though?
What? Try it.
Like,
no, you just...
I can't push one out.
You can't?
No.
So much to teach you.
Like I can't like about just life. Do that. Like I'm not a bathroom sitter. You know how people can sit in the bathroom for 6 hours. I cannot.
One
like,
of my hobbies.
One in and out. Like I don't like being in the bathroom.
I don't like peeing. I think peeing is a waste of time. I need to do the whole shebang.
But no, because if I do the shebang, I need to get in the shower. Like that's how I feel. Like when I'm, it's like a one and done kind of situation. I don't like feeling like that. That's clammy.
What? Ew,
it's
what
nasty.
What type of cramps do you have?
It's not cramps, but I'm just saying like.
Craps.
Oh, cramps.
What? I enjoy it.
I don't like sitting on the toilet for long periods of time. Like it needs to, I just need to get
man,
in
sometimes
and
I
get
sit
out.
So long, my leg falls asleep.
See what I'm saying? Circulation cutting off at your joints. I don't
I'm
have
like,
the time.
I'm like, ooh, I done been in here for about 30 minutes. Time for me to go. I got kids to raise.
I feel like sitting on them hard toilet seats make my booty flatter. It's already not big. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Certain things. Like I just can't do the bathroom.
I love the bathroom. What else do you love, AD?
What else do I love? I love my life. I love my life.
All right. We all live our lives. Live it.
Love it and live it. And see you next month. Oh, we said no dates, no promises. But no, stay tuned.
No, next month is July. We're not coming back next month.
Oh, well, we're going to flood your timelines regardless.
What's up? Just stay tuned.
Keep your notifications on. APAN will be returning. Season 1.
We out.
We out. Psh. Mic drop.